Okay, let's hear your next quiz question.
It's not a quiz.
It's always a quiz. It's never an opinion. There are no opinions in the world. There are only quizzes. Okay. And you better be getting 100% on your quizzes or else you are not helpful to society. Let's hear it.
Okay, so you're aware, but I don't know if everybody else is aware. We have been putting in signage to the mountain bike trails here in Eagle Mountain.
Yeah, we live in Eagle Mountain. We have mountain bike trails and we are helping out putting in signage.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's been a lot of fun and it's a nice constructive thing, like having it. But I mean, we don't rate the trails. Like that's not our job. That's Adam Clark's job and what he decides to do there. However, I was really curious. These are my questions about the trail rating system. So I want you to go into it and explain those things to me. But my question is how accurate do you think the trail systems, rating systems are?
Okay.
And then do you think they can change? So like, for example, Creed, if you guys
We got a trail. Its name is Creed.
Its name is Creed.
After the Office character.
It's not. It's after the band, actually.
Creed, the band?
Yeah, because that whole hill is band names. There's Nirvana.
Oh, you're right.
But I like to think of Creed.
So Creed, the band.
Creed, the band.
So if you know who Creed is, you're good job.
That's fantastic.
Are they even around still? Anyway, I digress.
Dead, but if they, any of them are alive, let's have them stand next to the sign.
That'd be great.
And I'll take a picture of them.
I love
it. Email me, and you'll also be put in a raffle, Creed.
Okay, Creed. So the band Creed, if you'd like to come join us, we're here.
However, we were talking about, and I don't know if it's just that we're getting older, but it feels a lot harder than it was before.
Yeah.
And so answer those questions for me. So how accurate do you think they are? Roughly, do they change? How often do you change the rating system? Give me all the info.
Okay, yeah. So are they accurate? No. They are usually not very accurate. To a point.
To a point, yeah.
No one's going to put a green circle on a double black.
Right.
And so, yeah, you can get a general idea. But there is... Can I bring up a cheat sheet?
Yes,
of
course,
for it? So the International Mountain Bicycling Association, they have come up with a good scale, a trail rating system.
Okay.
They took it from ski resorts. So you got green circles, blue squares, black diamonds, double black diamonds.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are parameters for each one of those. We usually don't follow those parameters. We just go based on feel. Hey, this one's easier than that one. Let's make this a green and this one a blue. Hey, this one's really hard. Let's make it a black.
And Adam Clark is really good at being able to gauge the things based on, because he has different skilled riders and all of that.
Right.
And so, but there is an actual, like, if it has this, then maybe it's this. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. We can go through that real quick.
Okay.
So yeah, they're not very accurate and absolutely they can change over time
because
mountain bike trails are outside. And when it's outside, it rains and it gets windy and earth moves around and then people ride on it and other kids come out and they make giant jumps on the trail. Right. Yeah. So it absolutely changes over time. And I think Creed, what we were talking about, it's pretty steep.
It's a steep rain, and
it's taken a lot of the dirt away from some of these big rocks there. Mm-hmm. So what used to be maybe a 12-inch step up is now an 18 or 20-inch step up. That's a big difference when you're trying to get your bike over a rock. If it's to the knee, it's a lot different than if it's to your ankle.
Right.
So trails do change over time. People work on trails, make them smoother and easier. But with that being said, I'm not going to go back to the sign and say, this one was a blue. It should be a black. I'm going to go redo the entire sign.
Oh, right. Yeah, right. Yeah.
So when you mountain bike, but there's a lot of websites to kind of tell you, hey, this one's a really hard green or this one's a green, but it got washed out in this storm.
So be
careful.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, but that's it. But anyway, we've got the first one is a white circle.
A white circle?
A white circle. Now, this is the easiest of the easies.
Is it like a road?
It's essentially a road. It's got to be 72 inches wide.
Whoa.
So it's got to be 6 feet wide. It's hardened or paved surface.
Okay.
It's got a less than a 5% grade. That's the average. Sorry. It's average is less than a 5%, max of 10%. So if it's over 10%, you can't be a green circle.
Okay.
And there's no out.
No, a green circle or a white circle?
So it can't be a green circle. Can't get bumped up to the next one.
Oh,
if it's over 10%. And there's no obstacles.
Oh, okay.
So this is your grandma's on there. You're on your hoverboards on there. You've got horses.
So these you wouldn't even label.
You probably wouldn't label a green circle. This would just be the pathway.
Wait, you said a green circle or a white circle?
Sorry, white circle.
Oh, white circle. Okay.
So now green circle, now we're getting into mountain bike stuff.
Yeah.
So when you see a green circle, it's should be 3 feet wide at least.
Oh,
so should be 3 feet wide, should be firm and stable, should be have a maximum of 15% grade on any, but it should stay about 5% or less
okay.
of a grade. So pretty flat. And then unavoidable obstacles. So if you have to hit something, it should be less than 2 inches tall.
Oh, so, so that's little, hardly anything.
Little branches, yeah. A little tree root, a rock step, anything, just really small. Green should be really easy.
Yeah.
Then the next one is a blue square, more difficult. It should be 2 feet or more, so 24 inches or wider. Mm-hmm. So it shouldn't be really tiny trail. Mostly stable with some variability. It should be about 10% or less on the grade. So it should be a really steep, hard trail. Your obstacles can be 8 inches or less. So anything over 8 inches, you're probably bumping up into, you know, that black category. You're going to have unavoidable obstacles. You're going to have maybe a bridge. So you go up on a wood bridge,
which is terrifying.
But that wood bridge needs to be 24 inches or wider, right? Because the trail has to be that. And then you get into blacks.
Okay.
Just like skiing. If you have a black diamond and you're doing the Aspen Powderade Extreme competition, you're going down a fancy black diamond.
That's
because
right.
You're the best. Black is very difficult, so it should be more than 12 inches. So it should be at least a foot wide, but it's going to have variable widths of your trail. Again, it should be 15% or less grade, so it shouldn't be crazy steep.
Usually
for downhills.
Oh,
at this point, you probably don't take a 15% grade uphill, but you're going to be dropping stuff.
Well, and that's also a thing that isn't part of the system is like if it's a downhill only or uphill only.
So you got one ways now. A lot of people are putting in one way trails.
Yeah.
But obstacles should be less than 15 inches of drop or going over the top of it. Right. So a little over a foot. But there's going to be lots of unavoidable obstacles, loose rocks. You could have bridges again. And then, you know, like short sections may require some difficult maneuvering. So technical skills.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
So you don't want to be a beginner or even intermediate biker on a black diamond.
Like a drop or something?
Yeah. Like a big drop, a narrow bridge, loose rocks, you know, really steep terrain.
What is the Mormon cricket?
It's black.
Is that a black diamond or double?
You're talking like these our guests are up on the hill right now. Like,
well, I'm just curious. So, like, you should actually check out the biking system in Eagle Mountain. It is absolutely incredible.
It is. And maybe you're not a mountain biker. Maybe you're a hiker. But hey, I'm hiking on a mountain bike area and I've got a black diamond. What's that mean? That means you're going to be dropping some rocks. There's going to be some loose gravel and there's going to be kids on their bikes flying down this thing. So maybe be careful when you're hiking on it.
Right.
And then you have a double black diamond. Extremely difficult. These are crazy hard. You're talking over 20% grades. These are usually downhill onlys. No one's going to have an uphill double black diamond. Unavoidable obstacles, big bridges, big drops, big gaps. If you're going down, you'll probably have gaps that you have to hit. So you'll be going down and there'll be a 10-foot space with rocks or danger and you have to go over the jump and clear it. Double black diamond. So don't go down a double black diamond unless you know the trail. First of all, you can walk these trails.
And they usually do.
I would walk the trail if you're
first,
ever, even a black diamond, I would walk the trail first. Just be the guy. Say, I'm going to put my bike down at the top. I'm going to walk down this, take a look at it. Yeah, I got my line. I know. Oh, hey, I've got a 20-foot drop here. Maybe I don't want to do this trail.
You know? Or maybe I do, but maybe I want to hit a certain way.
Or maybe I want to call the mountain biking magazine people and have them stage and take photos of me. And I can do the thing where I twist my bike to the side.
Just slightly. For that picture.
Slightly. You go big. You full tabletop. Put that bike down on its side. Give them a wink.
Ooh.
So, and always wear your helmet.
Always wear your helmet. Well, because here's the thing. Don't be embarrassed about wanting to walk the trails because really good mountain bikers walk their trails.
Right. And don't be embarrassed if you just stay on the green circles.
Yeah, because it's a good time
too. Or even the white circles.
White circles.
If you're just on a bike, go get on a bike and go outside.
Here's the
thing. Join the biking revolution. I don't care if you're a skinny tire, which is like a road biker, or if you're a fat tire, which is the actual big 4 or 5 inch tires.
That are
Get on your bike. Go enjoy nature. Everywhere nowadays has some mountain bike trails or some paths. Get on a bike. They're fun. And then we'll take cars back. So no more cars. It'll all be bicycles. I'm going to get one with the big giant wheel on the front and the little tiny wheel in the back. And it's really hard to get up onto.
How are you going to do a drop with that?
With my expert technical skills. Yeah.
But do you have to wear your little silly cap? and have it dry, have a little mustache.
Yeah, I will definitely have a mustache. Okay. And, but no, you can't wear a cap because we're smarter than that. We have a cap helmet. So Ooh. It looks like the cap, but it's actually a helmet.
Oh, that's right.
There's a lot of things I have to invent. All right, that's it. That's how mountain bike trail systems work.
Interesting, though.
Is that the question?
Yeah, that was. Well, I was just curious because, I mean, just what I've noticed is that the trails change.
Right.
And so I don't know if it's just me or if you've had the same experience that way. So
okay. Well, for those of you who are mountain bike and didn't know about this, you're welcome. Those of you who mountain bike and knew about this, sorry, but hey, thanks for listening. And those of you who don't mountain bike at all or bicycle at all, let's get some biking in there.
Yeah, start up. Mountain biking is amazing. And there's all kinds of clubs everywhere you go. Yep. Even just
good social.
Yeah, you don't have to race or any of that kind of business. Just join the club and then you get to go chat it up. Like your grandpa has his little biking club.
My grandpa's in his 90s and they have a biking club. They all get on their beach cruisers and they bike. They bike more than I do.
I know.
Hundreds of miles a week. It's crazy.
So much.
And my grandfather, who's in his 90s, he's the young guy.
Yeah.
He's like, this young whippersnapper. I think there's three of them that are over 100 years old on the bike. So when you say, oh, I can't ride a bike because my back hurts or whatever. No.
You're like, nuh-uh. Get yourself a beach cruiser.
And these guys are killing it. So anyway, there you go. Okay. That it?
That's it.
Jesse asked I. Did I pass?
You got a gold star.
Oh, no. There's A through F. If we're going to do 1 through 5 on your coffee reviews, we better be doing...
You got 4.5 beans.
I'll take it. All right. Well, thank you everybody for joining the Jesse S. Ty segment. Stay tuned for Awesome Habits and more quizzes.